Ever felt trapped at the senior engineer level, unsure of how to grow without becoming a manager? You're not alone. The tech industry has traditionally offered a binary choice: management or technical stagnation. But there's a third path, the staff engineer role, that allows you to expand your impact while staying technical. This alternative route has become the secret weapon for engineers at companies like Google, Microsoft, and Amazon who want to advance their careers while keeping their hands in code. The journey isn't always clear, but it's incredibly rewarding for those who navigate it successfully. Staff engineering positions represent the first rung above senior engineer, parallel in seniority to management positions. Despite claims that titles don't matter in flat organizations, they serve crucial functions, demonstrating career progression, vesting authority in those who might not automatically receive it, and communicating competence externally. This is particularly important for underrepresented groups who often must repeatedly prove their competence without the anchoring effect of an appropriate title. Organizations need staff engineers for three fundamental reasons. First, they see beyond local optimization to the big picture. Teams naturally make choices benefiting themselves, potentially creating problems elsewhere. Staff engineers provide that broader perspective. Second, they lead complex cross-team projects involving legacy code and unexpected dependencies. While technical program managers focus on timelines, staff engineers ensure engineering quality and robust system design. Finally, they serve as positive role models, upholding engineering quality and culture through their actions in code reviews, testing practices, and collaborative behavior. Think of understanding your organization as having three crucial maps. The locator map shows your place in the wider organization and helps avoid common pitfalls, prioritizing badly by magnifying your team's importance, losing empathy for those outside your specialty, ignoring background noise problems until they become crises, and forgetting what your work is actually for. To gain perspective, examine your company's org chart, take an outsider view of technical decisions, build relationships with peers and other groups, and remember that technology is merely a means to an end. The topographical map reveals organizational terrain, the overlaps, conflicts, and chasms between teams. Understanding your organization's culture is essential. How information flows, how decisions are documented, where initiatives originate, and how power and trust are earned. Organizations range from pathological, power-oriented with hoarded information, to generative, mission-oriented with free information flow, with research showing generative cultures achieve better software delivery performance. The treasure map provides the compelling story of your destination. Without this longer-term vision, teams fall into misalignment, inability to complete significant initiatives, accumulation of technical debt, competing grassroots efforts, and limited engineer growth. With shared long-term goals, teams gain creative freedom while maintaining alignment. When organizations lack unified vision, conflicting plans emerge. Technical visions and strategies solve these problems by creating alignment. A vision describes your desired future state, creating shared reality and preventing misaligned assumptions. A strategy is an action plan for achieving goals, addressing specific challenges, providing direction, and defining prioritized actions. Contrary to expectations that senior engineers are wizards with game-changing insights, most strategy involves synthesizing existing ideas rather than creating brilliant new ones. Your value comes from weighing possible solutions, making the case for what to do and not do, aligning everyone, and being brave enough to make potentially wrong decisions. The process involves cycling through writing, interviewing, thinking, and decision-making. Seek diverse perspectives beyond your core group. Allow ample time for processing information. Make decisions by clarifying trade-offs and document your rationales to show you've considered all perspectives. A vision nobody knows is worthless. Create a story that's comprehensible, relatable, and comfortable. Develop memorable bumper sticker slogans people can quote years later. Address difficulties in your narrative. Acknowledge that challenges are expected but can be overcome, like the part of the story where the heroes get caught in the pit, but then they get out again. As a staff engineer, you must steward 6 finite resources: time, energy, quality of life, credibility, social capital, and skills. Time is strictly limited to 168 hours per week, with every commitment carrying an opportunity cost. Use your calendar to visualize all commitments, including focused work blocks, learning time, and breaks. Understand your energy patterns and how different tasks consume your smart brain, your mental focus capacity. Technical design reviews might require peak concentration, while code reviews can be done during lower energy periods. Track which activities energize or drain you. Quality of life combines professional satisfaction and work-life balance. Working on challenging technical problems with good teammates typically energizes, while organizational politics or legacy maintenance can drain. Credibility comes from consistently solving hard problems and demonstrating good judgment. Social capital grows through relationship building and helping others proactively. Skills require ongoing maintenance to stay relevant as technology evolves. When considering new opportunities, evaluate their impact on all these resources. While priorities will shift based on your current needs and goals, maintain a sustainable balance to avoid burnout. As a staff engineer leading complex projects, your success comes from perseverance, courage, and communication. You'll typically handle projects spanning 6 to 18 months that require coordination across multiple teams, where you're responsible for results without direct authority. Your role involves addressing the ambiguities and gaps between teams that aren't clearly anyone's responsibility. Feeling overwhelmed at the start is normal. Begin with comprehensive mapping, clarifying goals, understanding customer needs, defining success metrics beyond code completion, identifying sponsors and stakeholders, recognizing constraints, assessing risks, and understanding the project's history. With context established, define roles and responsibilities, especially when leadership responsibilities blur between senior engineers, engineering managers, and technical program managers. Remember the project management triangle. Time, budget, and scope must balance. Deliver incremental value through well-defined milestones that demonstrate value to users, allowing for feedback and course corrections. Project driving requires active guidance, choosing routes, making decisions, and reacting to hazards. Regularly reassess project health, maintain clear documentation of decisions, and be prepared to adjust course. Success often comes down to building relationships across teams, creating shared ownership of outcomes, and establishing clear escalation paths for blockers. As a staff engineer, your words carry significant weight. Even casual comments can be interpreted as official direction. Your behavior inherently shapes engineering culture, making you a role model by default. Company culture is ultimately defined by what gets rewarded and promoted, not by written values. Engineers will emulate the patterns that led to others' success, watching actions over documented principles. Leadership doesn't require being loud or public. It often manifests quietly through clear documentation, insightful questions, and calm problem solving. Start small by recognizing others' work or sharing lessons from mistakes. Focus on modeling 4 key attributes: technical competence with high standards, responsible ownership of problems, business-aligned decision-making, and long-term thinking beyond immediate needs.